Britain has had particularly strong support from the trade unions of Britain, and none more so than from the General Secretary of NATFI, the Teachers and Lecturers Union. It's a pleasure to welcome Paul Macney, General Secretary of NATFI, to address you.
I speak as General Secretary of NATFI, the University and College Lecturers Union, on behalf of the vast majority of staff and students in colleges and universities who have been totally opposed to the war and occupation in Iraq. We're here from the British trade unions to welcome the European Social Forum to London and to welcome this magnificent international demonstration today. We are here to say we oppose the war of occupation. We want the troops withdrawn. We want peace in the Middle East and justice. In particular, we want justice for the Palestinian people. And we will keep coming back. We will keep coming back here until the occupation of Iraq and Palestine is ended. We are against this war. Oki ston polemo. Even if the press here keeps saying they want Blair to apologise, I don't really care if Tony Blair apologises. Even if he did apologise, we would not accept it anyway. Sorry is far too small a word for 100,000 injured and dead in Iraq. Blair now says there may not be any weapons of mass destruction, but he tells us, I do these things by intuition. Or more philosophically, he says, I only know what I believe. In other words, you play God with the world. You don't need any evidence. This frightens me because he's already said that he wants to reorder the world, and Iraq may be only the start. Actually, he was lying again. The truth is, he made a pact with George W. Bush to invade Iraq, and then they looked for a justification. If the motive for war was to end terror, then it has totally failed. The risk of terrorist attack has never been higher. And in this country, racism and threats to Muslim communities has escalated since the war. We in the UK have a special responsibility on Iraq because Blair gave Bush the international legitimacy for an unlawful war. They both want to reorder the world. So we are not just protesting against the Iraq war, but we're also here to stop further unnecessary slaughter. We in Britain also have a responsibility to tell the rest of the world the majority of British people are against the war. The majority of British people want the troops brought home. We do not agree with the warmongers of Westminster. If there is money for war, let's have a war on AIDS. Let's have a war against world poverty. At home, we prefer the 10% of taxes that go to the armed forces to go to the hospitals, the schools, the colleges, or to remake our transport system, which you will have realised has a few problems. And finally, as an education union, I'm here to say, as the leader of an education union, I'm here to say we want student grants for students, and we want more students. We don't want top-up fees. We don't want bombs. Thank you for coming today. Go back and organize. Stop the war. Withdraw the troops.